This year marks the 20th annual Future Stars from the Pioneer Theater Guild, and it's going to be hosted at the University of Michigan's Power Center for the Performing Arts on February the 26th. This is incredible because this is an all-school event that is produced by PTG. Joining me to talk about this year's Future Stars 2022, we welcome Jamie Kalmigian. She is the director and producer. Such a great event every year, and I've had the honor of being there as a judge for a couple of years in the past, and I'm awestruck by the talent in our community. It's just amazing to see what these kids can do, Jamie.
Yeah, they really are. I don't want to say the most talented high school students to make anyone else feel bad, but we are really lucky in Ann Arbor, and our coaches that come from outside of the district, when they come in, they say the same thing.
Well, let's meet our students who are also joining us today. We're going to start with you, Landon.
Hi, I'm Landon Bermacombe. I'm a senior at Pioneer High School, and I'll be singing Song to You, which is a duet from Victorious, and As Long as You Love Me by the Backstreet Boys.
Next is Rhea.
Hi, I'm Rhea Galbraith. I'm a senior at Pioneer High School, and I'll be joining Landon for our duet on Song to You. And I'm also going to be performing Don't Stop Me Now from Queen.
And Jolena.
Hi, I'm Jolena Siebler. I'm a 12th grader at Pioneer, and I'll actually be hosting Future Stars along with four other students.
You know, those hosts are a very important part, I think, of Future Stars production every year, Jolena. You put a lot of enthusiasm into it, and you're kind of the what glues everything together. Tell me a little bit about this year's production from your perspective as a host. What is it going to be like?
Yeah, so it's actually, we are putting on like a 5-minute-ish skit at like the beginning of the show, which is honestly, it was super fun. We wrote it and we've just been blocking it and like getting it together, which was very fun to like be in that process. And then at least one of us will be introducing each act. So I have 5 acts I will be introducing, along with we'll introduce Rising Stars, and then we'll help organize the judging process and finalizing like the winners.
Yeah, there's a lot of coordination that goes into this, and it really is remarkable to see the behind the scenes, you know, everything that it takes to put this together. Landon, what about from your perspective as someone who's performing in this, how have you been getting ready for this?
Yeah, so we meet like once a week for rehearsals for each song, and it's honestly just a lot of fun. I know it's like technically a competition, but it's like everyone's rooting for each other, you know, it's just singing songs and performing with your friends. So it's really just all about having fun and getting a chance to perform.
And Rhea, it's not just about the students in your school at Pioneer, because this is open. Future Stars is open to all of the schools in our district. What is that like to see the talent that's out there when you're competing against others?
It's actually incredible and really inspiring to see other people perform from outside of our school. And I love meeting the new people. I've gotten to become really close friends with some of the kids from Skyline and other high schools around us.
Oh, that's great, because that's what it's all about. Jamie, is this the first year since the pandemic that you've been able to have Future Stars in person on stage?
Yeah, we did a virtual version last year, which was very different, but this is our first year back on the stage since the pandemic.
And since it's on the University of Michigan campus this year at the Power Center, you have to follow the protocols, I imagine, of the U of M. Tell us what those are.
Yeah, so all of our performers will be masked for the performances. And in addition, all the audience members are required to be masked the entire time. Also, everyone 5 and older does need to show proof of vaccination at the doors or have a negative PCR test done within 72 hours of the show.
And I wonder if any of that's going to change by February 26th, only because now the state has lifted some of the requirements as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how all of this works out. So people kind of need to stay on top of that. How do they get tickets, Jamie?
Yeah, so you can get tickets. They're going to go on sale on Friday, February 18th at showtix4u.com. Tickets are $15 a piece, and it will be general admission. So it'll be once you arrive, pick the seat that you want. We'll be able to sell up to 1,000 seats in the Power Center.
So you have to have that maximum because of the pandemic then.
Yes. Yeah. It's about 77% capacity.
Okay. Of the Power Center. Again, people can go to showtix4u.com. That's showtix is T-I-X, the number 4, the letter U, .com, showticksforyou.com. When you get in there, if you search Pioneer, all the information will come up about Future Stars 2022. I want to find out more about this year's judges. Jolena, who picks out the judges? Because you've got quite a cast of characters this year.
Yeah, so I believe, Jamie, is it you who picks out the judges?
Yeah, I do, with help from a bunch of different people.
All right, well, let's go through the list and tell everyone who's going to be there this year. Our own Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, who, by the way, is quite a performer himself. And he's a great singer. He and his wife, and she's a beautiful actress too, did a piece at we do a big show for Christmas every year on 1290 WLBY. And it's always a lot of fun. And they came out and they performed and they do a beautiful job. So he's one of the judges. So he knows music, Jamie. He's a great addition, I think, this year.
Yeah, and he was a voice performance major at University of Michigan as a college student. He finally told us that last year when we were doing a virtual Zoom recording of Future Stars and got more time.
You also have the great Matthew Altruda from our sister station, Ann Arbor's 107.1 and Treetown Sound Radio host. He's also the producer of Sonic Lunch that Bank of Ann Arbor puts on, along with Ann Arbor's 107.1. And he's the curator of that summer concert series. So again, Jamie, just the wealth of knowledge of Matthew in the music industry is incredible.
Yeah, he's been like a staple now, I feel like, on the judging panel. He just has the best comments. He knows so much music and everything about the music.
Yeah. Who else is judging this year?
We also have 2 University of Michigan football players. We have Blake Corum, running back, and Michael Morris, a defensive end. We also have a local rapper and America's Got Talent contestant, Kid J. He's from Ypsilanti, Michigan. And 2 singer-songwriter amazing performers, Aaron Zindel and Amy Petty.
Yeah, we've had Erin on in the past too. She's with the Ragbirds, just beautiful. And I like the fact that you're covering all different spectrums of the music industry, because if it was just Kid J and rap, I'm not sure if maybe music just kind of spans everything, but if Rhea and Landon's song would, you know, be something he'd like. Landon, what song are you guys doing together in your duet?
Yeah, we're singing Song to You. It's from the TV show Victorious.
And why did you pick that song, Rhea?
Well, we requested a song for Victorious, but our coaches actually selected it for us because they thought it would fit our voices the best. But Lana and I have always talked about Victorious together. We've been such big fans, and we perform sometimes in his basement together.
Oh, that's great. Would you be so kind, the two of you, just to give us a little bit right now here on 1290 WLBY?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
All right, here they are, Landon Brimacombe and Rhea Galbraith.
I don't wear designer clothes. I don't go to the finest schools, but I know I ain't a fool, baby.
I may not be a star. I'm not driving the sickest car, but I know I can make you happy, baby. I don't know what you've been used to.
Never been with a girl like you.
But I can give you a love that's true to your heart, not material things.
Woo! Hey, Jolena, what did you think of those two?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and really, it just goes to show you the great experience you're going to have out there. Jolena, there are group scenes, right, where everyone gets together on stage. Talk a little bit about that and how that all comes together.
Yeah, so there's actually, I think, a decent amount of group numbers this year. And honestly, group numbers are definitely one of my favorites because it's just, they get the crowd going, like, they get, like, the hype and stuff. It's definitely, I feel like, I've never performed as Future Stars, but I feel like performing in a group number would definitely be fun because, like, you just get to spend a bunch of time with people and, like, get to know performers.
Yeah, I think what I love about this, Jamie, is the fact that the kids are all working together on this huge event. And I think they know the history behind it is so important, and they've got a lot at stake. Making it a great show every year, you know, kind of doing even better than the year before, Jamie.
Right, definitely. And we have our Rising Stars group, which is our group of 9th and 10th graders who aren't competing in Future Stars, but they're still working on 2 really big medleys. This year they're doing an Adele medley and a Nickelodeon medley with a little more victorious, and iCarly and SpongeBob. So that's definitely just seeing them taking on such an important legacy, really, of like doing this group numbers, having that underclassman like rising above everyone. It's really cool.
You know, I remember seeing Ashley Park, who's now on Broadway. And for the very first time, she was in that younger group on the stage. And I turned to the judge next to me and I said, that girl is going places. You could just tell that she had that star quality about her. But that was the first time I actually saw her perform and do something. And that was in that group, you know, setting of the younger kids. So it just goes to show you the talent that's out there. In the group this year, Jamie, do you think that, can you pick out some of the stars and say, yeah, I think they're going to end up on one of the coasts and performing?
Yes, we have really talented students in the Rising Stars. Like when we listened to the auditions, we were blown away. Like some of them could already be competing against some of our older students and fit right in. They're amazing. So we've got great talent that's up and coming the next few years.
Yeah, I'll say. I don't know where these kids come from. Pioneer Theater Guild's Future Stars 2022. It's returning for its 20th year at the University of Michigan's Power Center for the Performing Arts. This is a citywide talent search for Ann Arbor's next star. And it features students from Ann Arbor's public high schools as they perform popular songs by various artists, and they compete for the title of Future Star 2022. The competing juniors and seniors are actually guided by professional coaches that assist them in learning their songs and preparing them for their performances on the big stage. And again, the date is February 26th, that's Saturday at 7:30 in the evening, Power Center for the Performing Arts on the U of M campus. And tickets are on sale, so you got to go to showtix4u.com. That's show, T-I-X-4-U, the number 4, and then the letter U.com. And then search for Pioneer, and you can pick up those tickets there. How much are tickets, Jamie?
$15 each.
Okay, $15. And you can also go online to the Pioneer Theater Guild website, a2ptguild.org. And get more information about all of this, the number 2 ptguild.org. Jolena, how is it going to be decided who that future star is? Is it solely by these judges that you have, or how does all this work?
So it's not decided solely on the judges. The judges actually choose their top 5 contestants. They like go off into a room, they decide, they pick these top 5, and then the audience actually picks the winners. So we have like, I don't remember what it's called, but like something that like picks up like how loud the audience is.
Oh, I remember so, now. Yeah.
Yeah. So a host will like put their hands around a contestant's head and then be like, and the audience would cheer, and whoever gets like the loudest cheer from the audience.
So do you actually have a meter that you're registering that on? Is that right?
Yeah. There's 2 people who each have an app on their phone with a sound decibel reader. And so one of them is kind of like near the stage and the other is in the back of the house. And then we compare numbers.
Wow. Incredible. We're talking with Jamie Kalmigian. She is director and producer of Future Stars. And also our guests are students who are at Pioneer High School. They are actually on the Pioneer Theater Guild student board. They're all seniors, Jolena Siebler, Landon Brimacombe, and Rhea Galbraith. Landon, what do you want to do upon graduation this year? What are your plans? Where are you going?
Yeah, so I'm not sure about what school I'm going to. Right now, I would say University of Michigan and Michigan State are probably my 2 top choices. I'll probably end up somewhere there. And while I don't think I'm going to major in musical theater, I think I'll definitely try to keep it, you know, have it as some aspect of my life, whether it's just like performing in local theaters or a club at the school, wherever I end up. But so I definitely plan to keep it some part of my life.
Well, you know, our mayor, he was a voice performance major, so you could go into politics. I mean, yeah. The world is yours to have, Landon. And how about you, Rhea? What are you planning?
I also want to go to college. I'm not sure exactly what school, but I think I want to major in marketing. And it's actually PTG that inspired me to do this because I was first a marketing manager on the board, and I got a really good taste for it, and now I want to do it for my profession.
Wow, that's great. And Jolena, what about you?
Oh, well, kind of been the question of the hour. definitely been looking at like colleges up north in the UP and definitely in out west in like Colorado and places. Haven't decided yet. But for like majoring, I've been definitely looking into like environmental science and studies and like sustainability.
Isn't that interesting, Jamie, that they all have different ideas of what the future holds for them, and yet they're involved in this very creative performance with PTG. But I guess that just goes to show you there are a lot of different aspects to putting together a show, right?
Right. Yeah, they really do amaze me with all of this. I learned so much from all of them.
I know that whatever they end up doing, they're going to be great in their chosen fields, because you guys are getting a great start at it. Congratulations to you. And break a leg. Have a wonderful time at the show. And really, it's going to be exciting to see you again this year. We wish you guys well and all of the performers from throughout Washtenaw County. Thank you so much, guys, for bringing such amazing talent to our community. We appreciate it. Jamie Kamligian, director producer of Future Stars, along with students Landon Brimacombe, Rhea Galbraith, and Jolena Siebler. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and you are listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.